This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to www.rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Riding on a Cloud is the latest performance piece by artist and theater director Rabi Murray. It's part of this year's Push Festival and will be showing from February the 3rd into the 6th at Performance Works on Granville Island. The piece is described as a meditation on memory, weaving fiction and documentary evidence. And it's based on real experiences in the aftermath of the Lebanese Civil War. Rabi Murray is a co-founder of the Beirut Art Center. This will be his third appearance at the Push Festival, and he joins us on the phone from Seattle. Hello, Rabi.
Yeah, hello.
Can you tell me what the background events that inspired this work?
Yeah, actually, Riding on a Cloud is a performance based on my brother's story, which says that when he was at 17 years old, he had an injury. It was like a bullet that hit his head from a sniper, and he fortunately saved. And then, but he lost the ability to speak and to read and to write. So, in other words, he can't anymore able to function with language. So he had to learn everything from zero. And Riding on a Cloud is based actually on this idea, is this relation to the language and reflection about the representation through language, through images, with this background of Yasser's story, my brother's story.
So you use different elements of how we communicate with one another. Is that correct?
In fact, it's structured as fragments. It's a nonlinear story, but it's start to construct little by little through the performance. So it's like little stories. And Yasser actually used to do videos, short videos, in order to be able to read images and to learn what is representation, because he could not figure himself after the injury. If he sees like an image of himself, he can't anymore knows that this is him, right? So he started to do like videos and photos in order to learn what does it mean people be presented without being physically in front of him. So he did like a lot of videos, and I chose like 20 videos in the performance to show them and talk about them around them, which like make the story little by little constructed and be in a way comprehensible by the audience.
And your brother Yasser appears on stage with you, is that right?
In fact, that he is alone on stage, and I appear at the last scene, I'm with him, but he is mainly alone on stage. He represents himself at the same time, and he play himself. Also, he control everything on the stage, like we prepared everything for him, so he also manipulate the whole performance, which for me it's essential in his case, So like to present him on stage as really an independent person.
What sort of difficulties are there in creating a work about someone who's so close to you, like your brother?
Right. Yeah, it's not easy at all because it's, you know, when you talk about families and people that are very close to you, it's very sensible and sensitive thing, especially like in Yasser's case, like I was a bit afraid that if I present a story, then people will be like so emotional and feel pity to his case, which I don't want this. And this is why I was talking about the independency of Yasser. Like, he's not depend on anyone. He is like really can control everything. And the way I constructed the story, it became not only telling what happened, which not really interests me. Actually, start to think about what happens. And then ask questions and doubts, which in fact makes the audience share these ideas and not only receiving what has happened. So for me, like, it was a big responsibility to work on a story which belonged to the family, because I felt responsible of another person's. It's not like my personal story; it's someone else. So it was like a big responsibility for me, and I was a little bit afraid, but at the end it worked, I guess so.
Is your brother happy with the result?
Yeah, so much. Like, he really enjoyed it, and he doesn't want to stop it, actually.
You mentioned the story is non-linear. It's part of different pieces, I guess, like a jigsaw puzzle. Have you noticed audiences, say, here in Canada, react differently to your work as opposed to an audience, say, back in Lebanon?
In fact, if we talk about audiences from different cities, like in Europe, in America, in Canada, in Japan, we did it everywhere. The audience like have almost like the same reaction, which means like the same reaction. It doesn't mean that they have all the same opinion, but it means like they receive it. Each member of the audience receives it differently and understand it differently. But when I talk about an audience from Lebanon, then it becomes really different reaction. It's just because they are sensible to what happened during the civil wars, and because Yasser's case is like a common case, and I would say that because of the 15 years of wars in Lebanon, I think like every family, each family in Lebanon has a story, at least one story that resembles Yasser's story. So when we presented this performance in Beirut, it was really like so emotional, so touching, because it was as if we are talking about them directly. It touches like a wound that is not yet healed, maybe.
Do you think artworks change things? Can they help affect change in a traumatized society?
I don't know, but for me, I'm not interested really to change the society through art. And I'm not interested in like healing a trauma, collective trauma or personal trauma or etc. For me, like, art is a platform where the artist comes with ideas, thoughts, with doubts, questions, and shares them with the audience. So it's this platform where these ideas are presented, and then afterward there is a debate, a conversation, a dialogue. If not with the artist directly, then between different members of the audience. So for me, like, this is essential. It's to deal with the theater as an intellectual and philosophical space or platform, which aim actually is just to underline our human condition, which is the ability to think and to formulate abstract ideas. And so it's not about joy and pain and the needs of the human, which we share with animals. It's actually about asking questions, which is distinguish us from animals, which is also about time, about the right of every individual, every human being in the world to have free time in order to be able to contemplate, to get bored, to think, to do whatever she or he wants. So in this sense, theater for me is this this celebration of being human.
So is that what you're hoping that the audience will get out of it when you come to Vancouver?
Yes, this actually what I hope. I hope that it will intrigue something in each one's mind and then start to think and ask questions and to then share these thoughts, questions with others. So it's like a continuous sharing, continuous reflection that will never come to conclusions, because we are not here playing the role of politicians or even doctors, like medicine doctors, etc., that they have an aim, to reach an aim, a goal. They have a goal. Like with art, it's not an activist platform to give the audience ideas or to convince the audience with ideas, with your cause, etc. So it's not a place to also to manipulate the audience. So this is how I understand art and theater.
Well, it's been a delight speaking with you today, Rabi. I know I will be attending one of your shows later this week. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Rabi Mouray. He's the co-founder of the Beirut Art Center. He's also the writer and director of Writing on a Cloud, which will be appearing in Vancouver as part of the PUSH Festival. Performances will be on February the 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 8 p.m., and February the 6th at 4 p.m. And there will be a talk after the February 4th show. And all the shows will be at Performance Works, which is at 1218 Cartwright Street on Granville Island.